talking about things that are very small, out of sight and out of mind doesn't mean out of danger, because there's a very interesting study which has been published this week by Emma Tutin and her colleagues. They're from the University of Plymouth, and they've been wondering about a problem which people have been worried about but never had any proof for quite some time. And that is that when we put plastic into the sea, the big lumps of plastic that we make, like nylon and other perspexes and things, eventually get ground up and they make very tiny pieces of plastic called microplastics. And most people just thought, well, they just eventually disappear. But they hang around for a very long time. And there's one very important point, is that because they're made of oil, these things attract other chemicals in seawater which are oily. That includes things like PCBs and other chemicals that are oil-based,
bad stuff,
which can be what are called persistent organic pollutants. They're things which can get into your body and build up, like DDT. Now, these things are normally in the ocean in very low concentrations, these chemicals. But when you add these little bits of plastic, which happens naturally because the plastic breaks up over time, the oil-based chemicals glue on to the plastic because they like the fact that it's made of oil. And so the plastic becomes enriched with this cargo of toxic chemicals. It then sinks to the bottom. And normally it would just be buried, but of course there are animals down there. There are lugworms and there are also other mollusks and things that are filter feeders. They churn through the sediment and they take into their bodies these tiny plastic fragments. Now, the plastic doesn't harm them, but the chemical cargo gluing to the plastic does, because it now dissolves in the bodies of these worms and other animals. It then enters the food chain, because bigger animals come along. They eat the worms and things, and this concentrates these chemicals up the food chain. And because we're in the habit of eating these things, including things like crabs, it ends up in us. And so these chemicals, which we're saying, well, the water's at very low concentrations, it may actually be a bit of a worry. And these guys have done experiments now where they went to various places around the UK and got lugworms, which fishermen use as bait, actually, but they're a convenient way to study the problem. They got some sediment. They set these tanks up in their laboratory and they added some of these organic pollutants to the tank. And they also added to some of the tanks tiny fragments of plastic. And then they measured how much of the chemical got into the worm. And in the tanks where the plastic was present, 80% more of the chemical went into the worm's body. And so we're at the level where you're seeing these things in the sea, at levels where this really could begin to happen. So it's bad news for the food chain.
It certainly is. I wonder if there's any way we can try and get the plastics back out of the sea or just stop throwing them in.
Once they've got to these microplastic ground up tiny particles, they're too small to see. There's no way we can really get to them. The only thing we can hope for is that we can stop putting more plastic into the ocean and try and stop it happening in the first place.
Nasty.
But certainly worrying.
Yeah.